Greetings. Greetings once again, brothers, sisters, in the one that we know as Jesus, the one that we know that came to expose and reveal what we're in the middle of and what we need to do. The teachings that he gave us are life-changing, life-giving, life-affirming, and what's necessary to be able to rise above and to walk out and to walk through. It's amazing how many people try to claim Jesus to give their own thing validity and to give their own personal agendas relevance and credibility. But you can't claim Jesus as your own without walking in the truth of what is and what was. Here's the thing. Jesus is truth. So if you're going to pursue or accept or use him as your connection point, as your validation, well, then you better be on the path of truth. And the thing about the path of truth is the truth doesn't change. So therefore, if you are on a particular track and you find something out and now your alignment, you need to readjust because now you've got better, more clear information, then you align yourself with that which has been clarified, because that is the point and the path of truth. And if you don't want the truth, if what you want is your own personal agenda, your own personal pain, your own personal... Because, you know, there's a lot of people that identify with their pain. There's a lot of people that identify with a victim mentality. There's a lot of people that identify with the construct that's been given to them by somebody else, which allows them to actually have meaning and validate their own agenda of where they want to be. So, you know, there's a lot of people that actually don't want the truth. They don't want the truth because the truth is dangerous. The truth now changes things and changes the world view that they've been living with, and now they have how they have to relate to it. You know, what do you do when your entire world gets shaken by a new piece of truth you didn't know, but now all of a sudden something becomes known and it changes everything else? You know, I'll give you some examples, and I think I've used a couple of these before, but you know, what do? You know, one day you think that you're just some poor person on the street, and then one day you find out that you really have, you're a descendant of royalty. And that you've got royal blood in you. And you're an heir to something incredible. But you just never knew it. You just never walked in that. How does that truth, how does that information change the way that you relate to the rest of your days? Would you not be in the pursuit of your inheritance, your heritage, to understand who you truly are, to understand what happened that separated you from your understanding of who you are? What would you do if you had accepted, here's another one, what would you do if you've accepted a victim status only to find out later that the very information you based your victim status on was fraudulent and you believed a lie? And you now had to defend a lie because you believed a lie. Now what do? Do you adjust? Do you change? I tell you what, there's a lot of things in history that are not what actually happened. There's a lot of things in history that are, in fact, just the narrative of the people that had the power to be able to write it. For me personally, just because I've had the chance to be in a lot of different countries, on the ground during times of a lot of change and upheaval and turbulence, and I've known firsthand what actually happened, and I've known firsthand how things are in the end recorded compared to what actually happened. So I know for myself that there's a lot of things that are out there in modern day history that are recorded one way, but the actual facts of the matter are very different. The actual facts of what really took place are very different. So if that's the case, in just my own understanding, my own reality, my own experiences, well, how about then the last 100 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, 10,000 years, 100,000 years? How do you know what you know to be true? You know, I'll tell you one thing that's happened for a lot of us. We go through life, and along the way, we meet people that we like, we meet people that we trust, and then in the process of walking a journey with them, they present some information to us, and because we like and trust them, we now take information that they give us and they share with us in good faith, and now that may become part of our own story. But where do they get it from? How do you know what you know to be true? Just ask that. That's not, you know, that shouldn't, if you're on the path of truth, that shouldn't scare you. That shouldn't be something for you to now be defensive about. That should be something for you to say, to have a question. Now, in Jesus' words, the kingdom is within. So as you go within, and as you hold on to nothing more than that which is true and that which is real, you've got a filter whereby things can be put up against and see how do they pass? Do they make it past that filter or not? And sometimes it may take a little while. You may have some information, but it may take a little bit to really see what it truly is. You have a question, you have a concern, and you put that before your Father, and He clarifies it as you go forward. Because in the end, why would you waste your life in a lie? A lot of us do. A lot of us in this life and in this world have wasted a lot of time and a lot of energy in a lie. What are the things that are important? What are the things that are worth spending your energy, your time, your resource, your treasure on? Where have we been deceived? Where have we been misled? For agendas, for people's desires, and for spiritual entities' desires to control. You know, the more that we're in this paradigm, the more it becomes obvious that this is not a fixed reality. I mean, we've been talking about this for a while, but we'll speak about it again. But this reality is very pliable. It's not fixed. This is a paradigm that involves our primary consciousness right now, that's here, but this is not all there is by any means. And this paradigm is pliable, is malleable, can be shaped, can be fashioned, can be turned into whatever. And, you know, for us to understand that, you then start to understand why the world does what it does. Here's a question. Why does the world work so hard to bombard your mind continuously with negativity, negative thoughts, negative news stories, keep you in fear, keep you worried and perplexed about everything? Why? There's a reason for it, because that's a heavy investment to get that in front of you, so that in the end of the day, your mindset is negative. Your thought process is negative. Your words coming out of your own mouth reinforcing that paradigm are negative, which is the reason they invest in that in the first place. You know, even like a lot of alternative news, here's one of my issues there. Alternative channels. Well, one of my problems there is that by and large, the mainstream puts out something and all the alternative news does is comments on what the mainstream just put out. Meaning, the conversation is always shaped by the mainstream narrative in the first place. So here's something now you need to talk about. And then the alternative news network will then put out the counter to that thing or their take on it. Okay, why not? Why is it that the people, the true humans on this earth, the true created beings that have the spirit of the living God within them, why is it that we are not the ones creating the narrative, creating the conversation, shaping the dialogue that the rest of them have to now respond to? Why is it that they are the ones that put out and we see then other people basically just commenting on that? So what's the conversation for the day? Well, let's see what the mainstream puts out, and then let's see what the counter is to that. There's so many other things out there that could be the conversation. But they deliberately want to keep you engaged in a particular thought process. Because, and here's part of what I see in that, because in you is the power to create. Because you've been made in the image, the likeness, the fashion of the living God. And you have in you the creative power to make. It's synthesized through you. It happens through you. So when you allow them to hijack your consciousness and your thought process, now what they do is they synthesize their reality through you. By your free will and by you giving it your default to them. Listen, when we've had 20 on 20, what have we done? 20 minutes once a month since 2015. What's happened as a result of just a deliberate, targeted, intentional engagement by people with the spirit of the living God inside of them coming together and combining together and engaging together on something very specific and for one purpose and one purpose only, which is to see the fulfillment of an end? We want to see an end to the system of slavery, an end to human trafficking in all of its different forms. But that's the only reason we get together. That's it. And what have we seen? Well, we've seen the world change dramatically as a result of that. We've seen a wave of light come in and expose all these things that were hidden in darkness. We've seen incredible upheaval on and in the side of the enemy that has been firmly entrenched for thousands of years from just what we know of. All these things now being upended, uprooted. Incredible. And that's because, and as we've been faithful in one thing, and just one specific thing, that has changed the conversation. That has changed the narrative. That has changed public policy. That has changed government engagement. That has changed business spending. That has changed the priorities of nonprofit organizations around the world. That has changed economies. That has changed this entire paradigm. Just that one deliberate action that we all took together. Imagine how many other things would change? Imagine what else could happen and take place. Well, why don't we stop imagining and start taking action? You know, the thing that shifted things was when we took action. Was when we took a deliberate step together in faith, trusting the way that our Creator was quickening us and leading us by His Spirit, compelling us within, and the end result of it, and it's not concluded yet by any means, but has been some incredible things that have taken place. But we have to make our step. And part of our step has been just to show up, just to be available. You understand? You know, I think too often we allow for, we become passive. And we just become passive engagers. We don't really engage in what needs to be done. We just kind of get shell-shocked into a corner and just wait. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to get up and just make a move. And do the thing that you can do. Maybe you can't do everything, but do the thing you can do. You know what? Fine, you got to huddle up in a ball on the ground and cry. Fine. Go ahead. But once you're done, get up and ask yourself, what's the one thing you can do to change the situation? To change things. Just what's one thing? Do that one thing. You need to get up early in the morning? Get up early in the morning. You need to stay up late night? Stay up late night. You need to write somebody? You need to call somebody? You need to talk to somebody? You need to change something? You need to get out there. You need to stay home. I don't know what it is. But ask, what is that thing that you can do? And do it. Take a step. You know, this kind of just wait and see, keyboard warrior kind of thing. That, no. Listen. Take a step. Take a deliberate action. And as you do that, other things are going to unfold. We've talked about this before. The walk of faith. What is a walk of faith? It's just one step after another. You just take a step. And as you take a step, you take the next one. And you'll take the next one. And then pretty soon you figure out you're walking. Just take that step in front of you. Deliberate. Do it on purpose. Because the world has set up this whole thing and this program as a containment. It's a containment field. It is designed to trap you and to trap your primary consciousness and get you engaged in stupid and frivolous things. And to get you to waste away your attention and your focus while they create and synthesize through you that prison system for other people. And you can remove your consent. You can make your choice. You need to know what you're in the middle of here. And you know, the other thing too is I'm more and more convinced that this is a continuum. That, you know, there's people have a lot of thoughts about this means this and this means this. Listen, right now is the moment you have. And we can get very caught up in, this means this and this means this and that. Fine. But this is your moment right now. So what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the moment that you have? What will you make out of it? What will you do with it? What will you... Are you one with I am right now? Or is this something that you're trying to attain to? Is he something over there? Or are you one with him right now? Do you understand the difference? because the way the world is set up, they want to keep you always perpetually looking for him to be something over there. Something over there. And you need to do this or you need to do that to be able to connect with that which is over there and distant and far from you and you're separate from. That is hogwash. You are one with the Father. He is in you. His spirit, his life lives in you. It is the very fact that the spirit of the living God is in you that they try to game you and to enslave you. Because they don't have that in them and they want that power. And so it's through ignorance and through deception and through all these attempted constructs of your own life to try to put you into a position where they can drain and siphon the life off of you. Stop it. Be the steward of your own soul. You are nobody's victim. You rise up. You make a change. You shift things. It may have been that way, but not anymore. Not anymore. You're done with it. How do you shift things? You do. You just do. Change your pattern. Change your pattern. Change your situation. Change your thought process. How do you think about these things? Realize that you have everything in you for victory. Begin to make steps and decisions and choices in line with that victory. You've got the power to create. So create. Move in that. Alright. Bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. You can always drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always like to hear from you guys. Alright. Bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.